David Carr, Durham, North Carolina. Tam Brands and U.S. Tobacco are two companies which are primarily single-focused product companies that seem to possibly have some barriers to growth in unit sales and pricing and have employed a strategy of returning cash to shareholders through stock repurchases. Both companies have at times when they thought the stock was at a discount to intrinsic value used debt to accentuate their repurchases. Those companies recently have talked about problems with going into a negative stated shareholders' equity position through the use of additional debt to repurchase more shares at a time when they, both companies believe their stock's very cheap and they appear to have the type of long-term cash flow that would at least allow that. Would you comment on the at least accounting treatment and the stated shareholders' equity, and if you think that should be a real concern for management in those areas?
What was the first company besides U.S. Tobacco?
Tam Brands.
Tam Brands.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's anything magic about whether shareholder equity is positive or negative. Coca-Cola has a shareholder equity of $5 billion. It has a market value of $75 billion or so. Now, they're not going to do it, and I'm not going to recommend it. But if they were to spend $10 billion buying in their stock, they would have a negative shareholders' equity of $5 billion. Their credit would be sound. I mean, if somebody else were to buy the company for $75 billion, they'd have $5 billion of tangible assets and $70 billion of intangible assets. And there is nothing magic about a company having a positive shareholders' equity, it isn't done very often, and I can't even think of a case where it's been done, it may have been. But I see nothing wrong with a company having a negative shareholders' equity, although it may be prohibited by the state in which they're incorporated in terms of repurchasing shares at a time that would produce that. You'd have to look at the state law on that. But any time a company in an LBO or something is bought out at some very large number over book value, in effect, they're creating if they borrow enough money on it, they're creating a negative shareholders' equity in terms of the previous shareholders' equity. It's just a fiction as to the numbers between the two organizations. Now, you should buy in your stock when you don't have a use for the money, and that could be management specific. I mean, some managements might have a use for the money if their field of capital allocation were large enough, whereas another management that was more specialized in their own business might not. But once a company has attended to the things that are required or advantageous for the present business, we think reacquisition of stock is a very logical thing to consider, as long as you don't think you're paying more than the intrinsic value of the business in doing it. And obviously, the bigger the discount from intrinsic value, the more compelling that particular use of money is. Charlie?
I've got nothing to add. Generally speaking, maybe Coca-Cola can have a negative equity, but I don't think it would be a good idea for General Motors. I think there's something to be said for a positive shareholders' equity.